is also time for our wake-up call. You can call us at 404-726-0929.
0929, baby. Tiffany, let's go.
Tiffany, you smell that?
No, I don't.
Burnt rubber. Oh, that's right.
I don't.
Because you can't smell victory. No. Loser.
I'm not even salty about this.
Yes.
What a...
Wow.
That's fine. You can have it.
It's okay. You're like those kids that can't talk till 10 to 14 months. You're just in the less intelligent group.
Not to change the subject
or anything. You can hold that W high. It is all you.
Not to change the subject or anything. Can I ask the people to weigh in, wake up call wise, about what my wife did to me yesterday? My wife's birthday is Friday. She sent me something that she wanted, some shoes. I didn't pick them out. She sent me what she wanted. And last night they came in the mail. And they were in the mailbox while I was going to get the kids. She texts me and goes, I'd like to wear my shoes to dinner tonight with my friends. And I was like, well, I don't know what shoes you're talking about because it's not your birthday yet. And that package with my name on it doesn't have your name on it. I don't know what you're talking about. So when I came home, the package was open. Shoes were on her feet and she was going to dinner. And I just think she needs a wake up call for that. It's not your birthday yet.
We're adults.
No.
We're adults.
You know what I mean? Now I get to her birthday on Friday and I don't have anything.
She opened it. She knows that.
But the thing is, like, now I have to buy something else.
No, you don't.
Now it has to, like, a bottle of wine, a card.
I can't be getting presents early forever.
Yeah. It just ruins it. What's the point? I mean, like, so what am I supposed to do Friday?
At a certain age.
We're just
going to
sing and get a candle?
At a certain age, I'd say past, like, I don't know, I'll say to your 18, till you're out of your family's house. Once you hit that age, birthdays still matter, but it does not matter when you receive the gift in regards to it coming. Like early.
So you're just, it's just a free for all.
Like if my mom's like, my mom is always.
How far
adamant.
Is too far out? A month?
Like my birthday's been a month October. Ago? My mom's already like, what do you want? What do you want?
Right.
So I may just go and, hey, if you are adamant about getting me something, you can either, you know, transfer me XYZ. You can buy this and have it sent to the house. I'll go get it. Whatever. I can go ahead and get it now. It counts.
You know what else? I'm going to have a strongly worded, I'm going to write my mom a strongly worded email because I couldn't tell you the last time I got a gift from her. You know what I mean? I'm going to have words with her. Maybe she should be insistent.
You just want to call her? Email?
Yeah, Dylan, strongly worded email.
Oh, wait.
Yeah,
no. You're not talking to the public, are you?
I am talking to the public.
Yeah.
You
strongly worded
faint.
Email.
I'm going
anyway,
to go to the line.
Anyways, so my wife, now she needs a wake-up call because now I got to find flowers or something for Friday. So there you go.
We're going to the lines. We got Chief in South Fold. What's going on, Chief?
What happened to Suitcase Killer?
Oh, my headset wasn't plugged in all the way. That's why I couldn't hear.
Suitcase killer.
Suitcase killer, that's what you called me?
Yo, that was funny, man.
Well, that's your new nickname for this week, Suitcase Killer.
I'll,
we're going to start
I'll
out the right
pride.
Way. Yeah, but you know what, though, Tiffany? You were wrong because your sister gave you a Gucci and you brought her back a Hoochie. That's not good.
What?
What? Yeah. I got a question for you guys, and maybe Tribal Chief can answer this because he was a winner today, so he might know a little more.
That's true.
Tribal Chief, when is the last time that Alabama has played on the University of Georgia campus?
Oh, they played, I think it was 2014 or 15-1. They played.
Am I allowed to help you cheat?
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
2015.
Yeah.
I was there.
It was, I'm pretty sure they beat Georgia pretty badly in that game.
Yeah.
Because I was wondering, because every time I turn around, I was like, we're playing in Alabama for some reason. Even though I know they do come here and play in the SEC championship all the time. But
you know what happened with that, Chief? I'll tell you. So it was like right when they were supposed to play, like right when the SEC expanded and threw the schedule all off. Because they played in 07, 08, and then they were supposed to play again in like 12 or 13. And when they went, when A&M and Mizzou came in, it threw everything into a whirlwind, and they had to back it back again to every 5 years. So it stinks for sure.
All right. Well, glad you guys got to the bottom of that.
Yeah. Well, such a ray of sunshine today, too.
That was my whole point with Drew, is they just don't play enough for it to be a rivalry for me. I need some more regular season
and
games.
Piece, they played in Athens in 2015, but when they went when it was finally time for Georgia to go back to Tuscaloosa in 2020, it was COVID year. There's nobody there. There's nobody in the game. So it was that threw everything into a tailspin as well.
We're going back to the lines. We got Will and Mike Smallfield.
Oh, stay on the horn, Alan!
Mike Smallfield! Mike Murphy in the house.
Good morning,
what's
Will.
What's happening?
Yeah, what's up, man?
What's happening?
Yeah, tell me.
Well, not a lot. Mike, I agree with you. I think it's pretty messed up that the wife hoping to get up early.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I think she needs a wake-up call, man. Hopefully she'll
get one. Because now you're obligated to go buy another gift.
That's exactly my point, dude. Now there's no – Tiff, I can't go into Friday empty-handed.
Okay. Yes, you
cannot go to the birthday with nothing in there.
What are you even doing Friday? Are you going to dinner? Are you not? Are you just staying at the house?
That's a secret. Yeah.
Do you really want to be doing
this? I got your back, buddy.
Yeah, thanks,
I got your back.
Thank you, Will.
Do you really want to be doing this?
What do you mean?
Do you really want to have your cronies going after your wife on her birthday week? Is this where you want to be?
She might
because
be the wake
when Lindsay's
up call,
here,
dude.
Is this? She goes, oh, you had to get your little cronies to come after me.
I don't think
your
she little, talks like that. Oh. She'll be more offended at the way you just made her sound.
Cronies. Let's go to Charles and Marietta. Good morning, Charles.
Oh, man.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up,
love
Charles?
Your show.
Thank you.
Hey, Tiffany.
Yes.
I think the right call was to actually, you know, give a gift card to your sister. And you keep the old suitcase so she could buy a new one.
Oh, my God.
That would have been the right move.
The look on Tiffany's face right now, she is not having it right now.
I failed to say, Charles isn't wrong.
He's not.
But I'm going to get her. I'll just get her a new set so she can be happy.
I thought that you said you
okay, you left that part out.
No, I am. I'm not going to replace the one
suitcase. Charles, she did leave that part out. You're not wrong.
Because I don't think that part's happened.
That part was just happened just now.
Well, I told her that I was going to get her.
I think I just gave you that idea.
No, I told her.
You know I think you did too.
I will get her to call in. She can at least vouch for me.
That's beautiful.
I did tell her I would get her a set because they don't make this color anymore in that suitcase.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Thank you for Charles. Thank you so much for that call and bringing her to reality. You moved the needle on Tiff. She was like, she had this look of shock on her face, and she was like, you know what? Maybe he's right.
I already told her I would get her a new set.
She's also thinking she doesn't listen.
Look, I've got mismatched suitcases, okay?
Uh-oh, my wife is FaceTiming me right now. I'm terrified to answer that.
Because you're trash,
answer.
Mike.
Yeah, I'm absolutely terrified right now.
Answer it.
No,
you know what?
No, I'm not doing
that's
that.
Cool.
No.
I'll call Lindsay. Let's go to Skip. What's going on, Skip?
Mike Buffio. Oh, Mike Buffio. What's going on?
Thank you.
Hey, I got a brains question right quick. But Tiffany, don't worry about Bo. You and Mike, y'all are TV stars. People see y'all on TV. Bo just behind the scene sticking his tongue out. Nobody pays attention to Bo. He's behind the scene.
Hey, we're the people at the battery sitting at the desk, and he's the kid in the background waving his arm.
Skip, let me ask you a question.
Careful here,
yes,
Bo. Careful.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir,
how many
Bo.
Times
yes, sir,
has,
Bo.
How many times has Tiffany and Mike been on TMZ? Because I'm on TMZ quite often.
Negative one.
But see, think about it. You have more people looking at football games than TMZ, right?
I don't think so.
That's right.
I don't
that's
know.
Right.
I don't know if I agree with that.
That's right. It's the most popular TV show.
It's a five-day-a-week TV show, my friend.
Yeah. I think thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call. Yeah. All right.